This is the Pulse of the Caribbean. Caribbean News Roundup. Now, with today's Caribbean News headlines, here's Keisha.
This podcast is brought to you by Diamond Key Marina, British Virgin Islands, home of Foxy's Taboo, and Phenomenal Foods by Chef Holly, creator of West Indian-inspired seasonings and products. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Proud to be one of the top 20 Caribbean podcasts on the web, as reported by FeedSpot. Here's a look at our Caribbean headlines for today. Bahamas in top five countries with top foreign direct investment inflows. Pay relief comes for Liat workers. U.S. Secretary of State pledges U.S. $5.5 million to help Caribbean small farmers. U.S. Virgin Islands plan for abandoned properties unveiled by Governor Bryan. Motion on same-sex referendum may come before the British Virgin Islands House of Assembly this month, and all Jamaican parish capitals outfitted with free public Wi-Fi. These and other stories on today's Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup for Thursday, July 6. We start a report in the Bahamas, noted as one of the top five countries with top foreign direct investment inflows. The Nassau Guardian reports foreign direct investment inflows into the Bahamas grew 6% between 2021 and 2022, according to the United Nations World Investment Report 2023. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development World Investment Report 2023, published on July 5th, puts the Bahamas as one of the top five recipients for increased inflows. According to the report, the investment size moved from $1.2 billion to $1.3 billion. The report states that while the size of foreign direct investment inflows decreased globally, inflows increased by 39% in small island developing states. A press statement on the report explained the top five recipients accounted for 85% of foreign direct investment flows to small island developing states. The top five recipients were the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, Maldives, Jamaica, and Timor-Leste, in that order. In other news, pay relief comes for Liat workers. Barbados Today reports 89 former Liat employees from Barbados, who were among the hundreds terminated across the region by the Antigua-based airline, have started collecting severance pay. Barbados Ministry of Tourism and International Transportation began issuing payments to some of the ex-airline employees. The report states that some of the former Barbadian Liat employees started collecting their money on Wednesday. The development comes just over 2 months after Prime Minister Mia Motley announced in Parliament during her wrap-up of the budget debate in April that the government would pay the outstanding monies to the tune of $10 million. Motley said that the government will pay up to $75,000 in cash to each person, and any amount above that would be paid in bonds. Motley assured Barbadians, who were impacted when the airline terminated hundreds of its employees in 2020 without paying severance, that they would be fully compensated. You're listening to Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Visit us online at pulseofthecaribbean.com. U.S. State Secretary pledges $5.5 million U.S. dollars to help Caribbean small farmers. Trinidad and Tobago Newsday reports U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States recognizes its responsibility in addressing climate change and its impact on Caribbean countries. Blinken said that the U.S. will assist by expanding access to finance, strengthening disaster preparedness, among other things, and announced a $5.5 million contribution to assist small farmers in the region. Blinken was speaking at the 45th CARICOM Head of Government Summit at the Hyatt Regency Port of Spain on Wednesday, the final day. Congratulating CARICOM on its 50th anniversary, he recalled the words of former Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley, who urged the region to seek strength in unity. In other farming news, Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines signed an MOU. Now Grenada reports Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines recently inked a memorandum of understanding that is anticipated to increase technical collaboration in the agriculture sector. Senator the Honorable Adrian Thomas, Grenada's Minister of State with responsibility for agriculture and lands, fisheries, and cooperatives, and the Honorable Sabato Cesar, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, Fisheries, Rural Transformation, Industry, and Labor, signed the agreement on the sidelines of the 7th Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Council of Ministers Agriculture meeting. The technical cooperation agreement cements the existing relationship between the Ministry of Agriculture and Lands, Fisheries, and Cooperatives and the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Rural Transformation, Industries, and Labor of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The arrangement will also provide for Grenada's artificial insemination program, which will promote a working relationship where both countries can be leaders in the export of livestock to other countries. The signing will assist with the establishment of the cocoa condiment and spices subsector in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and assist for Grenada's livestock and root crop sector. The agreement will also foster a working relationship with technicians from both countries to ensure that their food import bills are reduced. This is Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. United States Virgin Islands plans for abandoned properties unveiled by Governor Bryan. The Virgin Islands Consortium reports U.S. Virgin Islands Governor Albert Bryan on Wednesday unveiled a plan to deal with abandoned and derelict properties in the U.S. territory. The action comes via legislation that will need approval from the territory's legislative branch. Governor Bryan announced that the proposed legislation will address substandard deteriorating properties that present a public nuisance under a public safety hazard and will allow the appointment of a conservator to oversee rehabilitation of these properties throughout the place. According to the governor, the conservator would be empowered to have the authority to take possession of the property or the abandoned building. They would then invest their funds to restore the property in line with building codes and obtain necessary permits for all the improvements. The restoration process would be overseen by a judge in the judicial branch. The conservator, Bryan explained, would be assigned responsibility for rehabilitating the distressed property, and in exchange, that individual or entity would keep a portion of the revenue made from the property over the life of the conservatorship, with the homeowner pocketing their share of the profits. In other news, motion on same-sex referendum may come before British Virgin Islands House of Assembly this month. BVI News reports a resolution about a planned referendum on same-sex marriage in the territory is expected to be brought before the House of Assembly for a decision very soon. Premier Dr. Natalia Whitley late last week told residents in a brief update that the resolution for the planned referendum was slated to be published in the government's official newsletter, The Gazette, last Friday. The territory's leader said the resolution will then go before the House of Assembly for a debate at least 28 days following its publication in the Gazette. Dr. Wheatley said no high court judge should be left in charge of charting the territory's course on same-sex unions. According to Dr. Wheatley, once the resolution is successful, a date will then be fixed for the referendum. According to the law, a referendum is only considered to be valid if at least 50% of registered voters cast valid votes. Once the results of a referendum are officially declared, they are considered final and cannot be changed. However, if someone who had the right to vote in the referendum believes there were any mistakes or unfairness in the process, they can take their concerns to the High Court and challenge the results. This is Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. Now, here's our final note. All Jamaican parish capitals outfitted with free public Wi-Fi. Jamaica Information Service reports all 14 parish capitals in Jamaica now have free public Wi-Fi as government continues to expand internet access as a part of the digitization drive. Speaking during the post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday, July 5th, Minister of Science, Energy, Telecommunications, and Transportation, the Honorable Daryl Vaz, announced that the service, which is being provided by the Universal Service Fund, is also available in some public parks, green spaces, and along pedestrian thoroughfares. In total, 19 public Wi-Fi sites have been established in town centers under the program dubbed Connect Jamaica. This podcast is brought to you by Diamond Key Marina, British Virgin Islands, home of Foxy's Taboo, and Phenomenal Foods by Chef Holly, creator of West Indian-inspired seasonings and products. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. And to share information on upcoming events, email events@pulseofthecaribbean.com. This has been your Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Proud to be one of the top 20 Caribbean podcasts on the web, as reported by FeedSpot. I'm Keisha Blyden. Fire!
For more Caribbean news stories and information, visit us online at pulseofthecaribbean.com. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you in advance for choosing Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup, as your source for Caribbean-centered news.